102.3 FM.
You're listening to Kol Ramah 102.3 FM. This is Liam Robbins from Shor Hashim, Bunk A21. We're going to take a trip down to Omanut today with Mitch Murnick, and we will paint a picture with words. First, we met Danny Aviv, a new instructor here at Camp Ramon Le Berkshire's.
What Ada are you guys in? These are in the Shor Hashim, and what we're doing with the Shor Hashim is we're doing a series of engineering design challenges. So they're going to use different materials to do different things. Today, we're designing air rockets. So using air pressure, we're launching these rockets, but the Chanichim are learning how to design what fins and wings to use.
Let's visit the Shor Hashim Chanichim and see what they're working on.
What is your name and what Eida are you in?
I'm Gali Chesler. I'm in Shor Hashim.
And what Sharif are you in?
I'm in A3.
Gali, you've been on radio many times. We love having you. Tell us what you're doing.
So the fins I designed for my rocket are sort of like the fins on the back of an arrow. Three sort of like round at the top but have a corner at the bottom, and kind of like that, really.
Cool. Let's see who else is here. We're here with Liam also. Liam is radio. Let me ask you, what is your name and which Sharif are you in?
I'm Millie Ackerman and I'm in A5.
So you're also working on a rocket. Can you explain how the rocket looks for our listeners? We need you to paint a picture with your words.
Well, it's kind of like a cylinder, but at like the edge of it, there's like a circular point, if that makes any sense. And there's a lot of Velcro around it, so we could stick the wings to it.
Huh. Why does it need a circular point on the front? Is there a reason for that?
Maybe so it can cut through the air faster instead of like let's say in swimming you keep your fingers like spread apart, you go slower, but when you keep them together you go faster.
Thank you. And give us your name and tell me your Sharif.
Aiden Haas, I'm an A17.
So have you ever made anything like this before?
No.
Now, when it's all finished, what's gonna happen?
It should be able to fly through the air fast and accurately.
Amazing. And do you have a way to adjust the fins for the direction, or is it trial and error? Do you know?
No.
You don't know yet. We're going to find out. And tell us exactly what you're doing. Give me your name and your tree.
I'm Sam. I'm in Shor Hashim, and I'm trying to test end so that I can see which ones go farther and stay the straightest.
Ah, so you're actually testing different shapes, is that it?
Yeah. And
Ricky, have you got a minute? Sure. Ricky Gorman, Rosh Omanut, and a friend of Radio Kol Ramah. So this is a little different. This is not your father's... This is not your father's Omanut. What's going on over here? Is this NASA or is this Omanut?
No, this is Ricky's Omanut, just growing and multiplying and getting all new things in it. I mean, this year we also added glass fusing, and we also added metal stamping this year, and people are making bracelets, dog tags, necklaces. Actually, I had the honor and privilege of sewing with conductive thread on a masquerade mask with the world-renowned Danny Aviv, and with LED lights that light up. So I actually made a mask with conductive thread and LED lights with an on-off switch that now is integrating the STEM program with the arts.
Tell us about the STEM program with the arts.
So the STEM part is science, technology, engineering, math, and the arts part is the A, so STEM has become STEAM, and in this camp, we're integrating LED lights, electric challenges, and everything into Omanut, which has all of the supplies that the STEM program needs, in addition to the electronics and the LED lights.
I know that this is board weekend. The board is up here, and my guess is I know many people made this happen with hard work and donations to Camp Ramah. Was that important in terms of putting this together, your STEM plus arts program and this whole beautiful Omanut program?
Definitely, and I also want to add to that the 3D animation program, which is also new to camp this year. So a lot of things have been added because we already have a very strong Omanut program, but now we've added a few more things because we have the space in the building to add it. Although computers is in the main building because of air conditioning.
Well, we'd like to talk to you more, but it looks like you're having a rocket launch soon. We want to go out there. You're listening to Kol Ramah. We've been here with Ricky Gorman, Rosh Omanut. Thank you, Ricky. We'd like to come back another time and speak to you more, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so. Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
Would like to test their test first?
Wait, that's the winner.
Last week. Who would like to go first?
But yours was even farther.
What do you mean?
No, it was the plane rocket.
Guys, move back.
The plane rocket. Plane. Was even farther.
Correct. But let's see how it works. I will warn you that some of you it'll go flop. What do you say? I think it'll be easier if I pump, and it'll be more fair because then we'll pump the same amount,
so
right?
Go flop.
I don't know. Let's see. You want to go first?
No.
Be strong. No judgment, question. People. Behind.
But yours without the wings was farther.
It went to right there. It went to that to the third pole.
Yeah, but that one went.
And strong. Then it bounced. It doesn't count where it bounced. You want to load it up? Respect. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. Here we go. There you go. Oh, I think I released it already. Hold on. Oh! Nice. That was a great shot. Nice, nice. Leave it right there. Leave it right there. Bring it on.
Leave it there. Leave it there.
Sam, leave it. There. Sam, let's see it because we're going to go. Nice. Load it up.
Can we close that door?
Why? You're scared of it? Yeah, it's probably the right thing to do. But also.
Can I go?
Yeah. High tech door stuff. Open it up. You got that? She's so good. Even without her thumb, she still works so hard to do things.
This is just making a hole.
Okay, hold on. Hey, let me do it. Okay, I'm a scientist. I know these things. Okay, are we ready? Pressurize. Oh. Hold on.
It like went back.
Yeah, you gotta go all the way. You gotta make it fair, right? Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Whoa! Wow. Amazing! Nice, that was
but
a great
hit the, it hit the back pole.
It would have gone further, for sure. Okay, next up. Who's next?
Can I put it on the back pole? So she has the winner for even... I'll go up
okay,
next.
Are we ready? One, two, three. You guys are wonderful. Clearly, I have to move to a different. We have to move to a different site. Okay, what do we got? This is the last one. Then we got two more.
Mine the farthest for now or no?
I'm very impressed. Hard to say. I think I. I'm gonna.
No, well, it depends.
So what? So we're gonna redefine it. And how about this? We'll also, if we run out of time, we'll redo it again also tomorrow. Okay. One.
We need to go somewhere else.
Two, because you guys are way better than last week. Three. Amazing, all of you.
Mine's gonna follow.
Let's see. You're the man. But I think. Wait, hold on. I think this wins for the most aesthetically pleasing. What do you think? Look at those fins. Aesthetically pleasing.
No,
do you know what that means?
Was really good.
Whose was?
Millie's.
Yes, Millie. Yours looked especially nice. I like the little fins you made it. It's almost like fire because you want it to go far, right? Is that your logic?
No.
Okay. One. Two pumps. Three pumps. Whoa! Amazing. Ricocheted off. The rocket rocked it. Nice. Well done.
Well, this has been great. Thanks so much for letting us join you guys.
Our pleasure. Thanks so much for coming.
We're going to come back. Thank you, Dr. Danny Aviv. Thank you.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
שלוש FM.